this wild beast. He offered the feline raw fish, which the hungry ocelot eagerly accepted. With each bite, the ocelot transformed into a tame animal. Slowly, the cat's skin took on a ginger tone until it resembled a typical tabby cat. The ocelot's tail shrunk, signifying it was no longer feral. Steve named the ocelot Snuggles. He'd be the first to admit he felt safer on the farm with Snuggles. As everyone knows, ocelots scare off creepers. Steve was afraid of creepers. Steve knew that if you were careful, you could avoid running into any creepers, skeletons, spiders, silverfish, zombies, and other hostile mobs whose sole purpose was to attack. In fact, Steve had helped secure the village from a zombie attack. He built a fence all the way around the village and placed torches along the main street so all the land inside the wall was brightly lit day and night. This way he could be sure that zombies wouldn't spawn in his village. As Elliot the blacksmith mentioned, Steve had also built an iron golem to protect them. He placed iron blocks on a pumpkin on the ground and watched as the tough, mighty beast got to its feet. As Steve watched the monstrous stone creature lumber toward the village, he was sure it would be able to keep him and his villager friends safe from zombies